afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's game against the Fremantle Dockers. And interestingly, this is the first time our teams have played in Melbourne since round 19 in 2013. It's great to see so many of you here today. And representing the Fremantle Football Club, we have CEO Steve Rosich and his wife Melissa. Welcome to you. And Director Tony Griss, welcome. And to all the Freo supporters in the room with us today, I hope you enjoy the hospitality. A warm welcome to the CEO of Carlton and United Breweries, Jan Krabs, with his wife Heidi, and their sons Toon and Tua. Jan, thank you very much to you and Carlton United Breweries for your support of the Carlton Football Club. Executive Chairman of Visi, Anthony Pratt, and his guests. To a great friend of the Carlton Football Club, David Nettifold. David, thank you for your continued support of the Carlton Football Club and in particular the spirit of Carlton. You're a great friend of the club. Thank you, David. Well done. We've got some past players in the room. Club legend John Nichols. Robbie Warnock is here. And of course, my fellow director, Chris Judd. It's great to have you all here. And the table over here with the Kerr family. Welcome to Stephen and Heather. Very proud parents of our talented young player, Patrick Kerr, who's doing really well at the moment. So welcome to you, Stephen and Heather, and to the whole entire Kerr family here today. Welcome. And to a legend of the round ball, Carl Valeri. Melbourne Victory Premiership captain and former Socceroo, welcome to you. Carl has represented Australia on more than 50 occasions, and welcome and congratulations to you on a successful season and a very successful career. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we head into the second half of the year, reinvigorated, with a strong resolve to continue to build on the foundations set in the first half of this season. We went into the bye round with solid performances against Geelong and the Sydney Swans. Going forward, a key focus of Brendan and the team is to build consistency in our performance over four quarters of football. This week, we welcome back Levi Casbolt, who returns from injury after fracturing his ribs and suffering lung damage from a collision in the game against Adelaide in round 7. And pleasingly, Alex Silvani, Jared Pickett and Matthew Kennedy will also make their return from injury via the VFL this weekend. Hopefully we'll see them back in the senior team very soon. Today we congratulate Matthew Wright on playing 150 AFL games. And for any player to reach 150 games in the modern era of football is an incredible achievement. Matty has played 55 games for our club after arriving from Adelaide at the end of the 2015 season. He's a great clubman and we wish him the best of luck for today's game. And I'd like to also congratulate Nat Fyfe, who plays his 150th game today, and welcome to his partner Ellie, who is with us. Well done to both players. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take a moment to celebrate a lifelong Carlton supporter, Joan Angels. Joan lives in Darwin and works as a teacher's aide at the Nemaluk School in the Northern Territory. She's a life member of her beloved Darwin Buffaloes Football Club, where she played football and served as a committee member. She has 5 sons, a daughter, 11 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and is a highly respected elder, auntie and nana to many within her community. Joan is a passionate Carlton supporter, and her wish has always been to watch Carlton play live. Well, Joan recently celebrated her 80th birthday, and she's with us here today with her daughter, Jo. Joan, happy 80th birthday. And welcome to your first Carlton game day experience. Yeah. great to have you here, John, and I hope the boys can get a win for you. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being here today. With both teams having an almost identical age and experience profile, we can look forward to a very competitive game of football. Enjoy the afternoon and go Blues.